Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for coming out. I've entitled my message today, What is a Christian? And the verses that will be read are going to be read from the New International Version. So, since the question is, what is a Christian? At first, I went and looked in the dictionary. And the definition is, anyone who believes in Christ or his teachings. But believing is only part of being a Christian. You have to be able to follow and do as he says. Everybody's been told at least once in their lives, I'm sure, actions speak louder than words. So instead of talking the talk, you need to walk the talk. There's an acronym for Bible. It goes, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. The key word in that sentence, in that acronym, is instructions. When you have a group of instructions, you normally follow them out and do what they say. Which, that is what our scripture reading was today, Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus told his disciples, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So, I want to go into that word, disciple. Disciple is defined as any follower in Christ Jesus. Now, Simon, Peter, and Andrew, those were two of Jesus Christ's disciples. Matthew 4:19-20, Jesus says to them, Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed Christ. They were already fishermen, probably making good money, fishing and selling whatever they caught, and they had enough to feed themselves too. But at once, when Jesus asked them, they dropped their nets and followed Christ and became true disciples. Matthew 28:16-20 is known as the Great Commission. And it goes like this. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came to say to them, All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of age. He gives us instructions there to go out and tell the world, to make disciples of all the nations, getting them to take up their cross and deny themselves to follow him. And one of the stories that best defines a Christian to me is the story of the fiery furnace. It's located in Daniel 3, Verses 1-30, so I'm going to read that. The king Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold, 60 cubits high and 60 cubits wide, and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. He then summoned the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all other province officials to set up the dedication of the image he had set up. So the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, magistrates, and other province officials assembled the dedication of the image King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before it. Then the herald loudly proclaimed, Nations and people of every language, this is what you are commanded to do. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace. Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, and all kinds of music, all people of all nations and every language fell down and worshiped the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. At the same time, astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, May the king live forever. Your majesty has issued a decree that whoever hears the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music must fall down and worship the image of gold, and that whoever does not fall down will be thrown into a blazing furnace. But there are some Jews whom have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, your majesty. then neither serve your gods nor worship the image you have set up. Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now, when you hear the sounds of the horn, zither, lyre, pipe, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I have made, very good. But if you do not, you will be thrown into the burning furnace immediately. Then, what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do need not defend ourselves before you in the matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to defend us from it, deliver us from it. And he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your God or worship the image of gold you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated up 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in the army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robes, tunics, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent that the furnace was so hot that the fire burned the people who threw them into the blazing furnace. And all 3 of these men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then the king leapt to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw to the fire?" And they said, "Certainly, your majesty." He said, "Look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the 4th looks like a son of the gods." Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. The satraps, prefects, governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was there a hair on their heads singed, and there was not even a smell of fire on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise to be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent this angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except for their own God. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and their houses turned into piles of rubble, for no other god can serve save in this way." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the province of Babylon. These 3 men set a great example of what a Christian should be with their unwavering faith. They let their actions do the talking. They were fine with being thrown in the fire to give up their lives to help prosper the Lord God. I think we need to kind of copy them and give everything we have to God. Because once we start believing in ourselves and relying on ourselves, we get more vulnerable and end up sinning way more. The Lord says in Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone who calls out to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father will enter." Those 3 men were doing the will of the Lord by being willing to lose their lives for him. And therefore, more people got brought to the Lord. There's 3 verses I want to read back from that chapter. Chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. Just find it real quick. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves from you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." They knew their lives were on the line, and they were ready to lose it to do the Lord's will and help follow and prosper him. See, they were ready to die for the Lord, but their faith hardened the king's heart, which benefited Jesus in the end. When they emerged unsinged from the fire that was 7 times hotter than normal, the king praised the Lord our God and persecuted those who wouldn't agree with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's God. One act of faith like that did that much to change the king and then further the Lord. Any little act that we can do to help maybe bring people to the Lord will be helping out. If it's our will, you know, you need to do whatever he says. God gave up his son so that we could do as he commanded and help bring more followers to Christ by following the instructions given to us in this 66-book love letter. So that brings me back to the opening question. What is a Christian? So my definition for it is, a Christian is someone who follows and believes in Christ and his teachings. A Christian is someone who is prepared to do whatever the Lord asks, whenever the Lord asks, no matter what he asks. A Christian is someone who will always serve the Lord and does as he asks. So let us pray, please. Lord, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. Allow us to shine your light to illuminate the darkness, and that in whatever we do, people see you through our actions. All blessing and honor, glory and power be bestowed unto you, O God. We praise your holy name. And now let us pray the way the Lord Savior has taught us to pray. Our God, who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,